It's All Things Considered here on WJFF. It's your community radio station. And right now we're checking in with local folks and seeing how they're doing. And one of the communities and professions that have been severely impacted by the current crisis is artists and musicians and art organizations. Right now joining us on the phone from Wayne County is Janet Gaglione, Executive Director for Wayne County Arts Alliance. Janet, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. So, want to just know, how is your organization doing, and how are the artists that you interact with doing?
Well, most everything's on hold right now, as is much of us. Our galleries are closed. We were a bit disappointed that our brand new Main Street Gallery grand opening on March 14th has been postponed, although the show is sitting there waiting for either an opening at a time when it's safe to do so, or perhaps a virtual show. We're working on ideas for that. Good news is we have some outdoor art that is perfectly viewable while keeping social distancing. We have the Great Wall of Honesdale at the south end of town, and we have a lovely reproduction of a painting, Celebrate Holly, that is completely viewable. Our new Great Wall of Honesdale for the next year is scheduled to go up in May, and that is on schedule to happen since it's an outdoor exhibit. So come see the new current thing, and you can see the new things as well. We are very hopeful that our studio tour, which is scheduled for July, will be able to happen as scheduled. Cautiously optimistic is my viewpoint right now. And we'll see as the weeks go on if that will be safe to happen or not and decide when we have to. We've tried to be very proactive with our artists. One of our shows, a student show that was had been scheduled for April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Celebrating Students' Creativity that's sponsored by A.M. Skyer each year at the Dorflinger Factory Museum, that has been canceled. And in some place of that, not quite as spectacularly, but we've invited all the 7th through 12th grade students in the three school districts of Wayne County to submit images of their artwork, and we will have that posted on our Facebook page and our website throughout the month of April so that we can see new art and celebrate what our students are doing, even though we can't be together to do that. I've invited our artists to send me images of them working in their studios now. Some of them have taken this opportunity to have time to create more, which is very exciting. Not the kind of forced stay at home that we all want, but, you know, making lemonade out of lemons here. Many of our artists are very busily creating new things, which we're all very excited to see. And I think we each have to be safe and do what we can.
Now, I think I'm looking at the announcement that you put out where you're saying that you're trying to get the student art online, and you've got this ask out there.
Yes.
It says deadline for submissions is the end of the month. That's March 30th. And,
correct, yes. And we're inviting all the 7th through 12th grade students in Wayne Highlands, Western Wayne, and Wallenpaupack area schools to email us their art. That's WayneCountyArtsAlliance@gmail.com.
And part of this ask that I want to just shine a small spotlight on is at the bottom, in bold, you say, please help by sharing this call for art to parents and students that you know. We do not have the contact info to reach out to individual students directly. Of course, the way we usually get a hold of students in the community, if you need to let students know something in the community, is through the schools. And right now, that can't happen. So you're particularly...
Right, well, we have reached out to the art teachers.
Okay.
And some of them have teacher pages on their websites. So I know some of them already have images from some of their students' artwork from other exhibits, and some of them can reach out to their students via the school web pages for the teachers. So we're hopeful that we'll reach people that way, as well as on our general Facebook and our email blasts to people who know people.
So if somebody's listening right now and they have a young person in their lives, maybe somebody's a parent or grandparent or aunt or uncle's listening right now, and they want to, you're asking regular folks to get this word out as well.
Yes,
so they should direct them to the Facebook?
Actually, email us the images at our email address, which is WayneCountyArtsAlliance@gmail.com.
Okay, WayneCountyArtsAlliance@gmail.com. Janet,
yes.
Anything else that you want to talk about coming up?
No, like I said, everything's on hold until we know we can open up and share with everyone, and we're trying to stay as upbeat as possible. For once, we can say thank goodness for the Internet because it allows us to stay connected without being really face-to-face, which isn't the same thing as really being face-to-face, but at least it's some connection. And there's so many sites and museums and places online that are opening things up to be able to show people, to inspire people, and to try to keep some brightness and upbeat in the midst of everything that we're all going through.
That's right. And artists, too, on their own in whatever way they can, because in the tough times that you need to hear from the artists and how they're responding, and they're trying to get all their stuff out there however they can as well,
yes.
too. Janet Gaglione, Executive Director, Wayne County Arts Alliance, thank you so much for joining us today, and let's stay in touch and keep people up to date on how things shake out as we wait and see.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Radio Catskill, 30 years of public radio for Sullivan County, the Catskills, northeastern Pennsylvania. We are here for you. We're glad that you got your radio on. We're going to go back into the news as we head into the top of the hour.